Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There we go. We're back. It's Puck and Slick. Show about nothing. We're here until 1 o'clock before we do you a favor, the listeners. We hand the baton over to a real professional. And so you get professional radio. 3 hours here, it's not professional at all. Every single week, every Tuesday at this time at 11:20, we get to talk a little Pac-12 football. And joining us, as he does every Tuesday at 11:20, from the Oregonian, also host of the Bald Faced Truth on 7:50 a.m. The Game down in Portland, Oregon, from 12 to 3. And we are less than 2 weeks away from the Pac-12 starting. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. The man is bald and he's a badass. John Canzano from the Oregonian. And he joins us right now here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, all brought to you by Mike's Chili Parlor, Ballard's Original Sports Bar, hot chili, cold beer. They got the game on all the time, and they got cold beer, and they got attitude at the bar. And then also Cachopo Meats, cachopomeats.com. It is your sausage of choice and sausage of record for both Huskies and Seahawks. John, how are you, sir?
I'm fired up. We got some kickoff times. We've got some games. Everybody's talking about college football in the Pac-12. It's coming to us.
All right. Now, others, we had some people here at our station, some people on social media already complaining about the schedule and the start times. I mean, we couldn't even get 24 hours in before people, oh, my God, I'm going to be up late. Oh, why are the chief complaint up here is, why are both the Huskies and Cougars playing at the same time? I don't care. We just had 8 months of nothing, so they can play whenever, except for 9 a.m., John. We'll talk about that later. But your first glance at the first week, what stood out to you of the start times?
Well, that 7:30 Washington, State of Washington party that's going to be going on.
It's
going
to be awesome.
Is interesting to me, but I'm with you. Look, we've got college football. It's not like you're going to be at the stadium, so I don't care who gets the 7:30 games on week to week. You're whining. You got a college football game. What, you weren't going to be home at 7:30?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? You weren't going to be awake at 7:30? Look, I don't like being at a 7:30 kickoff, but if you're at home watching it, you're Washington State, I don't care who you are. You should be happy that there's a college football game going on, and you're going to have to pick one of those, or you're going to have to do like the rest of us, flip back and forth like we've been doing with the World Series and other things.
We'll get over it,
won't we?
What world do you live in? What type of anarchy do you live down in Portland where you are flipping back and forth? Please tell me you have multiple TVs set up, John, in your mansion. I mean, you've got 15,000 gigs down there. You tell me you can't have another TV.
I have three daughters. One of them will watch college football with me. One. The six-year-old. She'll watch college football.
Do you have a man cave, John?
I do have a man cave.
Oh.
And so me and the six-year-old sit in there, and we talk football and we watch the games together. We've been watching the World Series lately. But I'm excited, man. The Pac-12 is going to play. We're going to find out. I think it's going to be a little wild, though. Don't you guys think it's going to be a little...
Oh, have we been put on hold?
That was awesome. I don't know what happened, but that was the coolest thing in the world. He was talking, and then somehow we lost him, and then he got it put on hold. But was that him, or was that us?
I think we got put on hold.
Did we? We did get put on hold.
There's always an issue with the
phone. We always have
phone.
Something with him and his phone and the connect.
Usually
I don't know
it's
what
our,
it
usually
is,
it's
man.
Our phone, our situation.
Is he back with it? No. All right.
Somebody's been placed on hold.
Now, here's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
John, you've got 15 jobs down there. You can't get another TV?
You should have one TV for each job you have.
That's what I'm saying. All right. What happened? We lost you, and then got put on. Did you put us on hold?
Too much enthusiasm. I'm too fired up about these games. But I'm just saying it's going to be volatile, and then the phone line went dead. So I was like, okay.
Right. Well, here's the thing. We need you to get a sponsorship deal down there for like Best Buy. So in your man cave, you have got one main TV, and then I think minimum is three now. But that's just me. Mm. You got to have at least another TV so you don't have to flip back and forth because that annoys me. especially
this
time.
I'm going to need four. There's three daughters. They can't agree on anything. So, anybody who's got daughters knows what I'm talking about.
I have one, but you only keep it in one room. Like, I have a basement in my house. I don't allow them downstairs. I have a lock on the indoor, inside
like
of the door.
That.
I lock it so they can't come down.
I love it.
The first week, I think you were going to ask us a question. What intrigues us about the first week?
Yeah, it's the volatility. Like, we're watching weird things happen in the SEC and the NFL. In the NFL, we're supposed to get consistency. Well, there is none, And so I'm wondering, when these teams start playing, if we're going to see some wild things even in week one.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, because if I looked at the first game and I would say, like, Arizona State and USC, I'd think, I think Arizona State's going to win that game, but because I don't think much of USC, and I really just don't think much of – it's not the talent. I just don't think much of the head coach. And so, I don't know, maybe USC comes out and surprises everyone. Besides the two Washington schools, I'm intrigued to see how two teams perform. One is Utah – because I'm convinced that Kyle Whittingham and Utah have been playing the entire time. Like, in some secret game somewhere, have been playing because of the rules in that state. I don't think they've taken a break. The other team is, because he just seems like he doesn't really care about this season, and I think you've talked to him, is Chip Kelly at UCLA. I am massively intrigued to see how those two teams perform week one.
Yeah, in week one, I'm really interested in UCLA because I have them underachieving, and they're playing a team they should beat in Colorado. And I think everybody's curious to see if this is the beginning of the end of Chip Kelly. And Utah, not so much for me, because they get Arizona in week one. I think they win that one easily. I'm more into that Arizona State-USC game because if you're the Pac-12, whoever wins that game, that's your horse. That's your horse in the South, and you've got to root for that team if you're the Pac-12 conference headquarters all the way through. But I don't love that game early in the morning. I don't. If I'm Arizona State, I like Arizona State to win that game because I think they have a little advantage. They've been practicing a little longer than USC. Mm-hmm. I like the game time for them, and I think Herm Edwards is a star, and I love the advantage he has in that head-to-head coaching matchup.
John, you've talked to us before about how you think the conference has lined things up for Oregon. So if they're going to be the standard bearer of the conference, you would think that week one you would want the most eyeballs on them as possible. But then at 4:30, they're lined up opposite the Clemson-Notre Dame game at 4 o'clock. Did that surprise you that they line themselves up without competition?
Well, they gave the option there to ABC first. ABC took that game as its prime game. So it didn't surprise me that ABC grabbed it. I'm sure the conference isn't happy about it. I think Oregon fans and Stanford fans are happy. It falls in the middle of the day. It feels like real college football, but... Mm-hmm. You're right. Like, that's not in the spirit of let's grab all the eyeballs nationally. That Stanford-Oregon game could have been placed elsewhere. And Oregon's got problems right now. I don't know if you guys are talking about this, but they had five players who tested positive and went into quarantine, and they're trying to figure out if they were false positives. Yeah. It's the first little hiccup that I've seen in the Pac-12 when it comes to testing.
And I was going to ask you that. Did they were scheduled, right? Was it this past week or a little bit long? They were scheduled to have a scrimmage, and they had to call the scrimmage off, correct?
Correct, yeah. That was over the weekend, and so that was on Saturday. They did not practice. Mm. They hoped that they isolated it. I think they're still waiting to find out. There's a lot of speculation that was it a false positive? But I think that's hopeful. I think when you get a negative test, you have to treat it as though you are, you get a negative result. You have to treat it as though you've got positive people there. And so, I don't know. Like, this season, I talked about the volatility, and I think we're talking about humans now. But we're also talking about we don't know week to week who's going to be out there. We don't know if the starting quarterback's going to be out there. And we won't know probably till Wednesday or Thursday of each week that who's healthy, who's on the field. And, based on what we've seen in the NFL and in other conferences, I think right around Thanksgiving, right around week four, is where it all got messy for the NFL. And I expect that we're going to see the same thing. We have no reason to believe it's going to be any different in the Pac-12. So keep an eye on that.
Yeah, and there's so much to unpack there, too, because if people aren't following this story, the mess that is developing right now at the University of Wisconsin and their football program. First of all, they lost their starting quarterback this season. Crone was injured, so he was going to be the starter. They've got this fantastic young player, this young quarterback that comes in, the Mets kid. He sets the world on fire in week one for Wisconsin. Now, he threw five touchdown passes in their opener. Well, he tested positive for COVID. Well, then he had to wait. Now, that was on the rapid test. He had to wait to get the more legit test.
He has now tested positive again for that. Their policy, and I can't remember what the Pac-12 is, their policy now is he's out for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 21 days he can't do anything. And then their backup quarterback, I don't know if he's come back with a second positive test, but he had the first one. John, they could be down to, at this point now, would be their fourth-string quarterback that they would start for the next 3 weeks. And then I don't know what other quarterbacks they have on their roster. What's the protocol again for the Pac-12 if somebody tests has two positive tests? How long are they out for?
It's a 10-day minimum.
Okay.
So you're talking about knocking them out for a week and a half at minimum. But here's what happens. If you get a positive antigen test, you then, 24 hours later, get a PCR test.
Mm-hmm.
If that's positive, you've got 10 days. If the PCR comes back negative, players can then just resume the daily antigen test and they return to play. But if it's positive, they're confirmed positive, they remain in isolation, they have to follow all the protocols. It's a minimum of 10 days or until all symptoms have resolved, and then they enter the return to play progression, which is beginning to get cardiac MRIs, clearance from a team physician, and then they go into taking the antigen tests again on a daily basis. And if they are negative for coronavirus or COVID-19, then they are allowed. But this is 2 weeks, really, we're talking about. You know, I think it's 2 weeks of isolation, and you're out of rhythm. And I mean, it knocks you out.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Big Ten is by far and away has got the strictest protocol right now. Some big, John, I saw this earlier today. This is huge news. Big news coming out of the Pac-12. They have announced a new multi-year partnership with, and wait for it, because we've been begging for this for years, the Pac-12. They have announced a new multi-year deal with Pacific Seafood.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, they are now the official sponsor, the official conference seafood of record for the Pac-12. I know I've been waiting for years to see if Larry Scott can finally land a seafood deal. Screw TV, John. Get a seafood. And he did it. He came through. He should be given a raise.
All the fish and flounders. Yes.
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 We want live streaming. We want direct TV. I want a sausage a record before I want a seafood a record. I mean, come on. But when that's all you got to shout it from the mountaintops. And until they play.
Can he
please
do you, John?
When he comes out and gives the trophy for the conference this year, can he please come out with like crab legs or something? You know,
like Jameis Winston.
Yeah, and do like the old. Does anyone the old Sea Galley commercial? We've got crab legs.
Oh,
dun dun dun. We've got crab legs. I want him to come out dressed in a Chinook salmon outfit. That's what I want.
Well, with no fans in the stadium, at least he won't get booed when the commissioner comes out this year. I thought it was. You know, 2 years ago, the Washington and Utah fans let him have it. Last year, the Oregon and Utah fans let him have it. And I don't think he'll get booed this year. Maybe the stadium guy will get it and put boos in on the soundtrack.
Now, I may be incorrect on this one, and I'm only asking this question because it's going to make Slick Hawk mad. All right. What's the job that Cristobal leaves for?
Stop it.
Because there's a job. No. Everyone's got a job. What's the job for him?
I originally thought Miami. But what I think is really helping him is what happened to Willie Taggart, what's happening to Chip Kelly. I asked Mario Cristobal about those two things, and I said, do you pay attention? Do you rubberneck on that? And he said, absolutely. And then he started talking about his experience at Florida FAU, where he was, fired after a couple of seasons of mediocrity. And I think once you've been through being fired, being an assistant coach, wondering if you're going to get another chance. You see your predecessors go on and think they have it better and they flop. I think that really helps Oregon when it comes to Mario Cristobal, because I think he wants to hang on to this job, be relevant, be a playoff contender. And I always thought Miami, but I know his mother has been in poor health. I wonder how that plays a factor. His brother is a police officer down there in the Miami area, and so I just wonder how much that is calling for Mario Cristobal. And Oregon's trying to lock him up. A source in the athletic department told me that they want to lock him up long term. They had a deal that was on the table when COVID hit. They pulled it back. They said, we got to reassess here. And I think he's understanding of that. But if I'm his agent, he's the 11th highest paid coach in the conference. You know, he won a Rose Bowl.
Really?
Time to get paid.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
Only Jonathan Smith at Oregon State is under Mario Cristobal.
That is embarrassing. I did not know that. That's embarrassing. I would quickly restructure that. Get a new deal. That I can't. Who's the highest paid?
It's Kyle Whittingham is the highest paid, and he's number 20 nationally. That shows you where the Pac-12 coaches ranks on it, sort of nationally.
And I was going to sneak in a question about that because I wrote it down, and we don't have much time here, but you know whatever. We got Fact or Fiction coming up here in about 1 minute. Actually, you know what? Can I do Fact or Fiction? No. Let's wait. Hold on. Why do you think that Whittingham and Utah they haven't achieved better success? And maybe this is the top for them. But every time he gets to this, we always talk about that he gets to this mountaintop, then they fall flat, especially in big games.
I think he's such a defensive-minded coach that he's been searching for a while on how to get an offensive coach in there who can bring offensive players who are dynamic. I mean, they were so interesting to me on defense. And I thought Andy Ludwig would be that guy. And he brought him back in, and Ludwig had success at Wisconsin and Utah before that. But I think what's really lacking on the offensive side of the ball for Utah is somebody who can recruit dynamic players who are difference makers, NFL caliber players on the offensive side of the ball. They just have never really blown me away there. And I think that's the missing piece for him. And I think USC recruits great talent. I think if you give Kyle Whittingham USC's offensive players, I think Kyle Whittingham is dangerous.
Yeah.
But they you know, it's hard to complain when he finds himself winning the South Division. And even this year, look, like you said, they've probably been practicing. Kyle Whittingham's probably ready.
Yeah.
Like, play tomorrow, you know? And that's, we know he will be sniffing around the top three positions in the South. We know he's not going to be mediocre. They'll be all right.
John, you're the best. We appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.